W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. President Biden will be walking alongside UAW members at a Ford assembly plant in Michigan today.
He would be the first sitting president to walk a labor union picket line.
He is the most pro-union president in modern times.
And White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that's not a title the president gave himself.
Something that labor unions have given to him, and he wears that very proudly.
Former President Trump expected to meet with the same labor union workers on Wednesday. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Members of the Writers Guild voting today on whether to accept the contract negotiated between producers and their negotiating committee. The Senate goes back into session today trying to get a temporary spending bill that will prevent a government shutdown passed. The first of thousands of people who lost their homes in the wildfire that destroyed the Hawaiian town of Lahaina returned to their devastated properties on Monday. This is ABC News. More calls for New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez to step down amid new bribery and corruption charges. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a fellow Democrat, now weighing in. And a third Democratic colleague in the Senate has now called on him to quit. But Menendez remains defiant. He and his wife are charged with taking bribes to help local businessmen fend off criminal investigations. Menendez has already been forced to give up his role as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He, his wife, and three others named in the indictment are due in court tomorrow.
Gas prices dropping a bit nationally, down 4 cents a gallon in the last week. But if you're in California, they're on a rocket ride the other way, up 15 cents in the last week. Some spots saying gas costing $6 and $7 a gallon. And no worries about ice in Antarctica. Winter's ending there, but researchers say sea ice levels around the continent are the lowest on record. They warn it could have some serious effects on penguins and other wildlife. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Green Bay and City Deck Landing residents, Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouthwatering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck. 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the thing for about five minutes.
Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and it slaughtered the cartel and it would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry. Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Another beautiful morning out there, late September, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Appleton, Wisconsin, Sabisky Corners.
I'm sure they're all listening.
I'm sure they are. Good morning, everybody. 63 degrees in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 64 in Oshkosh. Yeah. Another beautiful day coming up.
It is. It's great. And did you see that the writer's strike is probably coming to a close,
and it's amazing how many people are on strike around the country.
I know, right?
And then UAW, and then the Actors Guild.
They're still on strike. Yeah. But so maybe we'll get some better material.
Well, we're going to be talking with somebody. I'm really excited about this. Pete Schwaba, who does the news for Civic Media. Thank you very much, Todd, for hooking him up. That's going to be great.
You bet. Not a problem.
Now, you've got that on the StreamYard.
Well, people will not be able to necessarily see it today, but we're using it in order to communicate because he is stuck at home today. So,
because Johnny and I are very tech savvy. When we saw that, when we got your email last night that we are going to be, word?
We texted
StreamYard. Yeah.
Well, hey.
Okay, what yard are we going to? Where's that?
we had no idea what that meant.
StreamYard.
None whatsoever.
Okay, so
StreamYard is.
Speech Schwaba StreamYard. That'd
are we
be good.
Going to be on air?
Yes, you will.
Sometime or on air. Yeah. Now, what should we say? On video?
Well, on air. We're on air now.
No, we're going to be video.
Yeah, it'll be social media. They'll be able to get to us and actually watch you guys in the studio.
But we got to wait till we can both lose more weight, right?
Right.
It's coming soon. All I need is a little connector about this big, John. It's about maybe $5, $6. And then
hold off.
I got to drink a lot more of this Celsius.
And I
feel so good. Todd, where do you buy this from?
I bought some yesterday at Walmart. Plug. So
did you? That's good.
This is
he likes
sparkling
that.
Strawberry lemonade, essential energy, accelerates metabolism, burns body fat. So
there
if
you
I
go.
Drink like a case of this a day.
There you go, Johnny.
I'm just going to lose so much weight. But, you know what I feel good about, though? I took the stairs today.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yes. You know, they always say do little things.
Down.
Yeah.
That's still not easy.
Don't let him get away with this.
Oh, my God. This is so funny. This is the honest to God truth.
Down.
I was thinking, I'm gonna brag that I took the stairs, and I'm not going to tell him it was only down, though. And you have to bust me right off the bat.
John,
wow.
I'm getting to know you.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
That's actually really funny.
And that plant-based diet.
Yeah, how's that going?
Well, no, Friday.
Yeah. Oh, Friday.
Because
Friday.
Thursday.
I always get it wrong. Which day you're going to start.
Thursday. We're having
it's changing. That's right.
Yeah. We got to pay closer attention, Todd.
Thursday, you guys, if you want to, we're having a tailgate party at the community shelter. And it's going to be traditional, right? It's burgers, brats, potato salad.
And feed those folks pretty good.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. We do, I should say.
Yeah.
I'm just a small part of it. But, yeah, they Love that shrimp. And yeah, last night we had the Quad Cities Parish come and serve dinner. That was great. Yes, but that's important because for some of those people, John, and I've said this, and this is more serious, but it's the best meal they'll eat that day, but it may be the only meal they eat that day, you know? Wow. So we really, it's a well-balanced meal, and it's got, you know, like you learned in school, right? The fruits, the vegetables, protein. But yeah, we're going to have a little fun with that Thursday, with this tailgate party. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
Nice.
And it's so, but then Friday, as the plant-based diet starts.
No, I can't because we've got.
I don't think Mad Dog and Merrill do anything plant-based, do they?
No, you're right. You're right.
Oktoberfest is Friday.
Right. Yeah. So I couldn't do that. Okay, so Saturday. Like I said. Saturday.
Now, I just want to ask, didn't this start, wasn't this supposed to start right after Labor Day, immediately after Labor Day?
Yeah. Okay. But Tuesday.
But we've been doing community outreach activities. We've had guests in. We've been invited to dinners. And to honor them and to show my respect to them, I didn't want to say, look, I'm on this plant-based diet. So those things just kept coming, and I wanted to...
I'll be honest with you, Jim. I think people would be okay with that. Like I was when I did the law enforcement banquet a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
And
Wednesday.
The guy next to me was gluten free, so he had a thing. Yeah. So people can do that.
I don't think you're talking about him now behind his back. See,
no, people it's a do nice that. Thing. I mean, they're like, you know what? Thing. I thought Schmidt was nice.
Did you that? Do you see how stuck up he was? We hosted him in our skybox. And all he ate was the vegetables. They would be like that. I'm never inviting him again. So I want to continue to be involved in the community. And the way I do that is by respecting them, by eating the food they put in front
of me. Okay, you know what you're doing? You know what you are? You're that guy who has a little bit of a drinking thing. And he's going, I'm gonna give it up. Well, I had to go to this party and, you know, I didn't want to be that guy drinking soda. So I invited.
There's some similarities. Yeah.
Yes, there is.
I'm not going to say you're wrong. So. Okay. Yes, but it may not be Saturday though, because my wife is leaving. She's going to New York to visit one of her daughters. And so when she's gone, I kind of, you know, I have a little bit more room to roam. So I may have, you know, I mean, it may not be the best day to start. So I think we're looking at Monday.
Monday.
Okay. All right. So, but before you buy that $5 piece so that people can see us on video, I am totally on board with Johnny that we got to lose some weight.
Yeah.
This is above my head. This is like at the very
top. How do you stay in such good shape?
Huh?
Yeah.
How do you stay in such?
I am huge right now. I am 20 pounds heavier than I would want to be.
Right.
Don't you love people like that?
Oh, yeah. I really, yeah.
I mean, I'm so fat. Just so people would say, oh, no, you're not. You look great.
I weigh more than Jim. More than you. Yes, I do.
How much do you weigh? 2 pounds.
222.
No. If I was 222, I'd be walking here half naked.
Don't lose any weight,
John. No, stay where you are, Johnny. Stay where you are.
All right.
But so, no, we're going to, I think Monday's the day, you guys. I'm all in on that.
Okay.
Monday.
Deal.
Monday. So all right. We'll do the plant-based. That's going to be
good
for all of us. So,
all right.
Anyway, what else is in the news? You know what? I can't help when I read about Italians, I think of you. Because that last Godfather just died yesterday. That guy in Italy that killed like 50 people.
No, I didn't.
Oh, that guy.
But I did.
That guy was a jerk. Holy mackerel. I mean, Johnny.
Wait a minute. He kills 50 people, and the worst thing you can say about him, Todd, is he was a jerk.
Oh, no, that dude was a...
Hitler then? He was bad.
He was not nice.
He was nice.
He was kind of naughty.
Was that Matteo Messina De Niro?
Yeah.
Oh, my grandfather's name was Matteo.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, Johnny, you don't want to associate with this Matteo. I'm telling you, we can't swear any. This guy was a bad dude.
Really? Which part of Italy?
He did not like informants.
Oh, well.
it's not like he shot him in the middle of the night when they were sleeping. He made him pay.
Yeah, I will say this. The mob, the old Cosa Nostra.
This is the last of him.
They take it to a different level. Yeah.
Did you read some of the stuff he did, Todd?
I saw some of it, yeah.
I missed this. What did he do?
A guy ratted him out, an informant, and he tortured his 12-year-old kid.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
Unbelievable. Yeah, I do. That's the way they are. Yeah.
This guy, yeah. Yeah. He's only 61. He's younger than we were.
That's young. Yeah. And he died already.
Yesterday.
Wow.
I don't think a lot of tears are being shed for that guy. No. I don't know. But
you know,
anyway, they said he was the last of the Godfathers. I don't know if I buy that headline.
Yeah, somebody will be popping up.
Right.
But I did watch a thing last night about the other guy you were telling me about, Menendez? Mendez?
Oh, the senator?
Yeah.
Do you believe?
And his excuses about, I took the money out of the bank. That's all my money.
$500,000 in cash, gold bars.
It was my wife's money. I closed out her checking account.
And it was in his suit coat.
I sewed it in my suit coat.
Yeah, I think this one might be tough.
Oh, my God. He's unbelievable. And he's just so defiant.
He is.
My Lord.
Yeah, and
let me ask this. Did you ever get offered anything when you were in office? Did anybody say, because, you know, in some cities, that's the big thing. I mean, it just does happen. You know, contractors and whatever. Did you ever get offered anything?
You know, so at that level, this guy's cutting deals with Egypt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I mean, but no. And even if we did, like, I know I got taken to a... what did we go to? I think Rod Stewart or Elton John was at the Rush Center, and it was $80 a ticket. And we were guests in a skybox of, I don't know if it was.
Elton John was never here, was he?
Yeah.
Todd?
I think so.
Yeah,
was he?
Yeah, we saw him. No, he was great. That Saturday night, he gets that place.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was a good time. But anyway, here's the thing. And it was, I don't know if it was Chernick or Atwell or WPS, but anyway, somebody invited us and we went, and the attorney goes, look, you got to give him that $80. I'm like, well, that wouldn't influence a decision. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
but
right.
Whatever.
Well, it was like that radio. Hey, Todd, as far as like the old payola.
Yeah, right. You couldn't do any of that kind of stuff.
Right. You always had to be careful with things like that. Yeah.
But I don't think that's a thing.
But we know you never had like a big contractor come in and say, hey, you get us this contract. I got a little something for you.
No. The only thing, a lady fell on the bus because the bus took off, and she said she fell, but we have videos on the bus, so she was why I said, look, you know, you'll have to file a complaint. You know, there's a process for complaints with the city, and she was walking out, and she said, Mayor, this is something that $5,000 could make go away.
Wow.
And I'm just like, look, I told you what you got to do. You got to fill out these forms.
Yeah.
I never saw her again. She never came back, but isn't that weird?
So she was scamming.
Yeah.
That was scamming.
So she was scamming. Wow. That was 20 years ago.
Well, I've seen that too. That in, There's a story within the past year, not like real recently, about somebody in a grocery store. The same thing. They said they slipped on something.
Yeah,
remember that?
I saw that.
And then
that
they
video,
had a video.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, come on.
It's tough to scam people these days.
It is, which is good because there's still plenty of that going on. But
yeah.
You know, we talked a little bit about how you can make the voices, and it can be your granddaughter, and they call grandma, you know, I got in some trouble.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah. Well, especially for elderly people.
Exactly. Because I mean, you want to do, you'll do anything for your grandkids or your kids.
Oh, by the way, I'm sold out.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Nice job.
What do you mean? Oh, nice job on your tables.
Thank you.
Yep. I knew it would happen.
Okay. So
it was a great price. I knew you were going to sell them.
But you know what
I'm going to do then? So I got one that if there's a waiting list, I can get them one for $200.
One of my people just got crossed off the list. But you know what I'm going to do with that money?
What are you going to do?
Whatever money I make, I'm going to put a big dinner together for veterans. Right around Veterans Day.
You're awesome. You're a
big
nice
breakfast
guy.
Thing. Every
Love
day.
It.
It's going towards that.
Love it.
And you're serving.
Okay, I'm in.
Yes, you serving. Are. I'll be there.
Deal?
You got it.
All right. We got to set a quick break. We got a big show today. We got a lot of fun stuff going on today.
We do.
We're going to talk to a guy. If you ever thought about doing a movie, he'll tell you how to do it.
Yep.
Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Aminakusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Aminakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the rewards club booth at Ho-Chunk Aminakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs around 66. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 67. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Thursday with daytime highs approaching 68. 73 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here on a gorgeous Tuesday morning in downtown Green Bay. 621, 63 degrees, 80 degrees this weekend.
I know. Did you see that?
Is that unbelievable? I'm going apple picking.
Sure,
at festival.
Yeah, right. John, that's a fun thing to do. You get outside, a little nature, and you and your wife do a little
What are you
walking.
Doing them then?
Well, you can make apple pie. You can just eat them, right? They're great apples. But there's a lot of places in Green Bay area to, in Appleton, but to pick apples. No, this is a great weekend to do that. The Packers aren't playing. You got the weekend off.
You an apple pie guy? Do you make apple pies?
No, I don't bake.
No?
No, I'm not good at that.
Seems like you're like one of those guys that can do a little bit of everything in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm not good at baking. I do, my son-in-law is unbelievable when it comes to different kind of breads and twists, and that guy can bake. I'm not good at that. I like to cook food. I do a lot.
I'm a big fan of the apple crisp.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Crisp is better than pie. I'm not a big pie guy of any type. Except coconut. No, I like to go into like, you ever go into like a Perkins and they've got that dessert thing right there
right
as soon
in front.
As you walk in.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, I want to just get one of those like peanut butter pies.
Right.
And just eat that.
Yeah, they would like that because that's expensive, those little slices. You can
spend they are.
That. But Perkins, they know what they're doing because you walk in and that's what hits
it's
you
right
in the
there.
Face. Yeah. That's
right there.
That
Why
glass
is that?
Thing. And it's all nice and clean.
Yes.
And
another place that's like this, Julie's Cafe.
Yeah,
I used to go to Julie's Cafe all the time. Great restaurant, local restaurant.
Maria Callender's was a big place like that, but that was on, I don't know if you've heard of them. They're on the West Coast. Same thing. They really, I think there's a lot of profit in desserts.
But is that to kind of get the, get your salivatory glands going?
No, I think
not
you,
salivatory.
You walk in and
is it
you...
salivatory?
No, it's not.
No, that would be
that's another Don Boss.
That's another one of your Italian guys. That's the guy who knew
Salvatore.
Right, that's your Uncle Salvatore.
His glands were really gone when he walked into Perkins.
Right,
you can't believe it.
That you're right. That and
why is that?
That and Dinero.
What is that? What's the word I'm looking for?
Salivary.
Salivary.
But
thank you, Todd.
This is why I think they have those glass cases in front. I've never studied retail, but I would think that you would. Wow. I'm going to get that when I order, and if you don't, then you might take one home, too.
But does anybody actually get dessert? I don't think I've ever ordered dessert in my lifetime in a restaurant, because when you're done eating, you're full.
Yeah, but then you sit around, get some coffee and a piece of pie.
I've never had it. I've never had dessert. Todd, have you?
I don't like dessert, but...
Not after, like, eating something. No. I might go in for coffee and pie
and then,
or something like that.
But after you eat a meal in a restaurant...
No.
Who orders dessert? Nobody
does.
Oh,
no. I think that's very profitable. They come out. I'll tell you where
When's
they sell those.
When's the last time you saw somebody get dessert in a restaurant?
When they wheel
Todd,
it.
Todd, quick pull.
No.
Quick pull.
Okay.
Yeah, we can
quick
do
pull.
That.
Okay,
yeah.
But I just want to say.
I say no, you say yes.
I say yes. And the reason I say yes.
How much we got riding on this? We have to have something riding on this.
A dessert.
A dessert? What do you mean? Okay, we'll go someplace.
We'll go someplace.
We'll go someplace.
But hey,
Todd, is this a texting poll?
We'll do a text poll. Download the Civic Media app. Make sure and choose WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner is how you text the studio. Have you had dessert? Do you have dessert?
Do you generally have dessert in a restaurant after a meal? Yes right. or no?
Polls right. are say, open all morning.
I say no.
Okay, and the reason I say
we're gonna go to a place and we're gonna have just a dessert thing.
Right.
And coffee. Dessert and coffee.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, you're buying.
If I win the poll.
Right. You're buying.
Right. But here's why I think the answer is gonna be yes. Is I think dessert is very, very profitable. And I think
Let me finish.
And I think they work harder at selling dessert. Some of them, they wheel out, like, the desserts right on the cart.
I know.
Now, how can you say no to that?
Because you're full.
People just like, yeah, I'll take a piece of this.
I don't think so.
They got, and then they look, you know, Betty's in the back. She made this.
Hey, have you ever bought a dessert at a Packer game when they come around those carts?
I have.
Oh, it's like $14 for a brownie.
But that's a lot of brownie.
Oh.
But that carrot cake.
Yeah.
That dessert cart.
Isn't that like $14?
Oh, yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
But
Where are you at, Todd?
Right now, I'm not going to give exact numbers, but no's are ahead.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Just got a yes.
Oh, there you go. Okay, Donna just chimed in. Just started.
Wait, did you teach Milton how to text?
Listen to Daddy
this morning. It just started. Uh-huh. So, but do you order dessert when you go out?
No.
Well, I know you said no. We said it. Okay.
Look, I'm talking to our listeners. 10% of the people. 90% do not.
Do you think you're going to win this by 90%?
Yes. Well, maybe not 90%.
Oh, but I was going to say that would be a good deal for me. But anyway, I do think they work hard at selling desserts. We talked about Marie Callender's. We talked about
Julie's. You know where we're going? We're going to Bay Family Restaurant.
Yeah, Bay Family. That's another one.
You're buying breakfast.
It's
not just a dessert. You're buying me an omelet.
Well, don't be changing the rules. I'm buying you dessert. Right. You can get your own omelet. But in there, they have that glass case.
Yes, they do.
So that's why I'm saying I think people are like, you know what? Okay, just wait. Let me modify.
No, wait a minute.
The poll's already wrong.
Johnny, give me this.
Todd.
Johnny.
Can he change anything, yes or no?
No.
Just wait.
No.
Well, wait, let me finish. It's not a major change. It's a slight modification. When you go to a restaurant, do you get dessert? Is that the question? Because can you take it with you? After you eat. Can you buy it? What if they buy it and take it home?
That's fine. You can have that.
Okay. That's what I wanted.
You can have it.
So just make sure, Todd, that our listeners understand.
No one does that either. No one does that.
Everybody does that. That's why they have the glass case.
No one orders a dessert and then takes it home.
That's what do you think they have the glass case for?
Because they could go anywhere else and just buy a pie.
No,
yes.
I don't think so.
Todd,
that's why they have the glass case. It's like,
how are we doing?
So far, the no's are well ahead.
Thank you.
But okay, well, you're not. It's because you're very foggy on the question.
You're not. Nope.
Very foggy on the question. I don't think so.
I think you're very foggy on the morning.
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So anyway, we got Pete Schwabe coming up. Pete does news for Civic Radio. And Pete has produced a movie. Pete produced and directed a movie called The Godfather of Green Bay a few years back.
Yeah.
I tried really, really hard to get into that movie.
Yeah, you did.
And I got stonewalled. And, right. and he still regrets that because he thinks it could have been a big hit if I was in that movie.
I didn't hear that part.
He did. He told me that.
I don't buy that.
Anyway,
this guy really knows his movies. This is going to be an interesting interview.
Then we got Craig Carlson coming up, Green Bay Community Police Officer for downtown. Talk about what's going on down here. Then we've got the cast of Gilligan's Island coming in, which is awesome. Then we've got Sandra Rank coming in. A lot of things happening in the real estate market right now, which are really interesting around the country. Big national news that was. We're going to get started when we come back with Pete Schwabe, and then we've got a full... we got Tuesday TV trivia, too. Nice. Wow. Sandra Rank. Hell yes on the dessert.
Thank you, Sandra.
Good morning. After this.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers.
President Biden will be walking alongside UAW members at a Ford assembly plant in Michigan today.
He would be the first sitting president to walk a labor union picket line.
He is the most pro-union president in modern times.
And White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that's not a title the president gave himself.
Something that labor unions have given to him, and he wears that very proudly.
Former President Trump expected to meet with the same labor union workers on Wednesday. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Members of the Writers Guild voting today on whether to accept the contract negotiated between producers and their negotiating committee. The Senate goes back into session today trying to get a temporary spending bill that will prevent a government shutdown passed. The first of thousands of people who lost their homes in the wildfire that destroyed the Hawaiian town of Lahaina returned to their devastated properties on Monday. This is ABC News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
I like that music. Hooray for Hollywood. Pete Schwab joining us.
Hey, Pete.
Pete is so much cooler than us. Pete, who does news for Civic Media.
I know.
But also produced, no, wrote, produced, and directed The Mayor or The Godfather of Green Bay. Is that correct, Pete?
Yes, it was going to be called The Mayor of Green Bay, but I decided Godfather was more ominous.
Yes. How did it do, well, Pete?
How is the sequel, The Mayor of Green Bay, coming along?
I had to stop, you know, well, the writer's strikes load me up. I'm on it, though. Right. I'm getting there.
All right. We're waiting. Excellent.
Pete, it's nice that the writer's strike is over now. I can go back to not selling scripts at a reasonable union rate.
Very so nice. Good for you.
And what about the actor's strike? You see an end to that?
You know, I have to look into that. I'm not really sure. I am actually a SAG member too, so I'm not, I have not been following the last couple weeks. I knew it was kind of winding down, so I kind of tuned out and focused. Yeah. Focused on my civic media gig, like you guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. So what? Okay, SAG, is that writer or is that actor?
That's actor. That's the Screen Actors.
How did you get that? Those are hard to get.
I just you know, when you're casting movies that are union movies, you have to join, or TV after a certain period, you have to join. And I just I booked enough gigs over my lengthy career to eke my way into SAG.
Basically. Like, what were you in?
Pardon me?
What, like, give me some roles that you've played.
They're mostly minor roles. I was primarily a writer when I lived in California, but I was in a movie called Relative Strangers with Danny DeVito and Ron Livingston.
Wow.
Got to do a scene with those two guys, which was great. I played a meat delivery guy, so I had blood all over my apron. And it was funny because when they would call cut, Danny and I would be out away in a kitchen, just the two of us, and we would tell dirty jokes to each other. So Danny DeVito was really fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then there was another film in Marinette. Actually, I shot my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, in Marinette primarily. And then my friend Mike McGuire, about 5 or 6 years ago, shot a film in Marinette called Aquarians. And I was in that film, too. He got some local people to be in it, so I got to be in that. I never thought I'd be in another movie in Marinette, Wisconsin, but there you go. He's from there, and he lives in L.A. now, and he's a producer. And so I've done some acting work here and there. Yeah, it's fun. I started as a stand-up comic in the 90s and then kind of segued into writing and some hosting, and, you know, you just kind of back your way into movie roles or TV roles here and there, I guess.
You segued or they segued you?
They segued you?
they segued me, exactly.
No, sorry, Pete. It's a little early for that. So, hey, that Godfather of Green Bay, I got to confess, I didn't see that. Tell me how did it do, what was the genesis of it? And you did all three, like Johnny said, you wrote, directed, produced.
Yeah, I wrote, directed, produced, and I was the lead actor in it too, which is probably why it wasn't a big hit.
Well, at least
I couldn't afford John Cusack, so I cast myself. Yeah, it was a great, you know, it was kind of one of those things where I married a stand-up comic. My wife is a teacher. I mm-hmm. kind of married both those worlds and working the road. And I had just done a pilot for VH1 where I was an actor with Jim Gaffigan was the other role.
Oh, my God.
And I had just moved to L.A. I thought, oh, this is easy, you know. And we got picked up for 13 episodes. And then I got a call a week later. They canceled the show before we even shot. All we did was the pilot. And I called Gaffigan. They're trying to get a hold of me. I can't get a hold of them. What's going on? Did they cancel the show already? And he goes, well, yeah, they did.
Wow.
I'm like, you can't do that.
And you're like, stop being funny. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea that's how it worked, but that is not all that uncommon. Anyway, I was depressed. I sat down and I wrote The Godfather of Green Bay in about a week. And we got so lucky. We had, we shot, like I said, about 19 days in Marinette. And we went to LA and Vegas and shot the rest of it. But I had Lauren Holly, Tony Goldwyn. Tony Goldwyn wore a mullet around Marinette, Wisconsin for a week, which was great because it was just
blended right in.
Right, I'm sure.
Yep. It was easier for him to leave it on than take it off. So he's walking around the Pine Tree Mall with a mullet, you know, this. And he's a Goldwyn, like Metro Goldwyn Mayer. He's like Hollywood royalty and a phenomenal guy. But he wore flannels and a mullet around my hometown. So that was kind of a victory.
Lauren Holly's cool. She was in some big time stuff.
She was great. We got her and we were thrilled. And she was like just a champ. She got to the set. She was from a small town, so she understood, you know, the drill. And she was so much fun. And she did such a great job, too.
So Pete, the status of you still own all the rights to that. You know how music, it gets written and then it goes dormant. And then it's like, wow, somebody discovers it years later. Is that what's going to happen here?
I don't know. I hope so. I hope people discover it. It's on Prime and Tubi.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. All right.
What year was that, Pete?
We shot, I think, in 2004.
Okay. And it 20 years. Isn't that amazing?
Pardon?
It's been 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. And it's you know, it was tough because there was no social media back then. We did well at some festivals. Tom Hanks' right. company really liked the film. So we had a nice little run, and I'm proud of it. It's a good film, but...
I got to see that.
You know.
Or with Pete Schwabba, who does news for Civic Media and is also a big-time Hollywood guy. I mean, he's got his SAG card.
Right.
He's a director. He's an actor. He's act acting with Danny DeVito,
right? Chilling with him in the kitchen, and yeah, he's not. And he has a movie that he launched 20 years ago, and he pulled back on the promotion, and now we're gonna
But the reason we're here, Pete, is we're available.
Both of us.
If you're doing something,
both of us. We're busy from 6 to 8.
Because you know, I told you, I tried. Me and my partner Nick back in the day tried so hard to contact your people because they said they were auditioning for certain roles and things like that, and we wanted to try to get a part, and we got stonewalled by your people, Pete.
But Pete, I want to tell you, unlike John, I've been in two feature movies. I have
two.
I was in the 60-yard line,
right,
and then I was in with Ace on that with Julia Roberts' brother. I forgot his name.
Julia, it's been a heck of an experience for you.
No, he was at my house.
Julia Roberts,
Eric Roberts.
He was at your house.
He was at my house. Sure. Eric Roberts, wow. Right? He filmed that thing in Green Bay, that movie, and
what
I'm
movie?
In there.
Right.
I went and bought it at Walmart.
What's the name of the movie?
Do you know Pete? No, no.
That's why there's IMDb.
You're
Google
in
it
the movie and you don't know the name of
no,
the movie.
No, but I bought it. I went and bought it at Walmart.
And you literally
now,
don't
did
know
you
the
like
name.
It, Jim?
I'm not a big movie guy, Pete. I got to be honest with you. I kind of fall asleep.
You're in the movie and you can't
I'm
even
a
watch it?
I'm a prisoner. With,
wow.
I don't know if you listened last week, but we had Ace, the chef, on. He's from
Mississippi. Why do I think you wouldn't do well in prison? I'm just being honest.
I had a speaking line, John.
I'm just saying.
For many reasons.
Yes.
I had a speaking line. Wow. I did because my daughter, I'm on the phone and then the TV's on and I thought she was dead and she's alive. So I have to turn around and look surprised. It took me like 20 times to get that look right. I was like, whatever. Yeah.
Wow.
Or 20 takes. Yeah. Anyway, those are the two movies. So I'm way ahead of Johnny. But back to what we were talking about, we would both. We will be willing to
was
negotiate.
That back, though, how long ago was that?
By, I don't know, 8, 9.
So is that back when you had that little Eddie Munster look where your hair was all slicked?
I didn't audition for that. All right. That's Ben Kremel's got that.
Okay.
All I can say is I would have had both you guys. You guys have made me feel so bad about that since I met you that
good.
You weren't in the film.
Right.
John, I want to make another film just so I can cast John Minow.
That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Okay, we do guilt people into into partnership.
No
so that's,
question
that's
about
our strategy
it.
Here.
So are you working on a new one?
The things I do are out of guilt.
Are you doing that though? Are you working on a new one? New movie?
Always working on new stuff. Yeah, I've got one that the strike kind of killed that was supposed to go. Looked like it was going to go this winter in northern Minnesota. They have a lot of film incentives there.
Where? Which part of Minnesota?
Well,
the state,
it's
right?
Called the Iron Range.
Oh. That's where I live.
West. Really?
I'm from there, Virginia, Minnesota.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I thought you were from the UP, John.
I am, but that's
where
I went to.
He's from anywhere there's a potential acting gig.
I went to. No. Okay, how's
where
this?
Haven't you lived?
Listen
right.
to me. Listen to me.
I'm an L.A. guy.
Todd,
I went to New York.
Todd, turn him down.
I went to Columbia.
Turn the mayor down. Turn him off for a second. So how ironic is this, Pete? I went to Mesabi State Junior College, okay? And
yeah.
I was Actor of the Year. I can even bring in my Plaster of Paris Award.
Okay, that just shows you how important that was.
Actor of the Year at Mesabi Community College.
Mesabi.
In where's Virginia, that? Minnesota.
Come on. That's crazy.
It's true. It's the truth. I'll bring in pictures.
Well, that's where we were going to shoot. They have all these incentives. It's crazy.
In Virginia?
I'll keep that in mind because you might.
Oh,
maybe
my gosh,
you can introduce me to the community.
Absolutely. There was a great movie actually made there with Charlize Theron, North Country.
North Country, yeah.
And it was, I was actually living there when that actually happened. It's about a lady who was like the first lady to go to work in the mines at Mintac, it was called, in Mountain Iron. And the harassment she received and everything like that.
How come you didn't get a part if you were Actor of the Year?
Because it was just made recently, but I was there when that was happening to her, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
And the thing is, so okay. Here's the deal. I was hoping, actually 2 years ago, she was supposed to be in Appleton for the big U.S. Oil golf tournament that they
did. That's a big deal.
And she was going to be the feature, but then they had to cancel it because of COVID.
Right.
But I was gonna talk to her and say, hey, I used to live there when this was actually going on. You know, yada yada.
Wow.
You want to get some dessert at Perkins or something? And
what a
I was going to get a in with Charlize Theron and maybe get into
and
next
boy,
movie.
And what a connection! I used to live there. Mm-hmm. Like that is so unique. I'm sure she'd be all over that invite. I used to live there.
Well, But Jim, John could have carried the award around with him and like accidentally dropped it in front of her. Yes. Like, oops, sorry, my acting award.
It would have broke. It's like I said, it's plaster Paris.
Plaster Paris. That just and shows you
spray
how
painted gold. Right. It's like an Oscar. I'm bringing it in.
I want to see
I'm
it.
I'm finding it and I'm bringing it in.
Okay. Put it on that wall back there. That would look great.
Right, I have that green room. Right. You got to put something up on the wall.
Yes.
Okay. That's what we're going to do. Your Nagani Award. What
Wasabi.
Is it? Wasabi. L.A., Wasabi. That's right. There. I can't believe I messed that up.
I played an incredible George from Of Mice and Men.
Okay. Oh, nice.
And I don't know if I should even mention this.
No, don't.
I played an incredible Jim the Runaway Slave in Huck Finn.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot.
That's range.
You seem to go a long time between acting. Yeah.
Oh my!
I kind of did. Yes, I kind of did.
But look where it got you, John.
But Pete, you know there are so many people. You know what? It's a really cool event they have here every winter. Is the Film Fest, Green Bay Film Fest.
Yeah.
And I've talked to so many people. Actually, when I was in TV more, I used to get people talking to me all the time about, hey, how do you really get started in this? And it's like, I was doing sports. I was covering high school football. But people think if you're in the media, you know everything there is to know about it. But there are a lot of local people that would give anything to do what you've done or what you do, so to speak. How do you get started in something? Because I'll be honest, when I was at Arizona State and I was in theater a little bit and everything, and a lot of those kids were hoping to become actors. And there was a catch-22. You got to get your union card to act, but you got to act to get the union card. It was like a weird little thing. So how do people get started if they're interested in filmmaking the way you are?
I think you just have to do, like my son is kind of going through this right now. You have to work as much as you can, and you're not going to work in union films right away. So do a lot of independent films. Take every opportunity you can to act. It's like any other career. You network, you do this, you do that. You go here, you meet people. And that's really kind of the way in. And before you know it, you know, if you work hard enough, and you know, I always say like the luckiest people are the hardest workers. You know, if you position yourself, it'll just happen. But it's just about taking roles and getting experience, really, and networking like any other profession.
And Pete, that Green Bay Film Festival, which I don't know how old that is, what, 12 years, 10? It's not, I mean, it's relatively new in our community, but they've had a couple films that Johnny and I went to a bunch of those, and I would go and watch quite a few of those, especially the short films. Like, I'm not a big feature guy, long stuff, but these little 8-10 minute films, and I guess a couple of them have done really well. So do you know much about that Green Bay Film Festival? Because I understand there's entries now, and that comes out in February. Do you know how to get started in that?
The great thing now, every film site has film festival has a website. You can find out, like, I don't know much about the Green Bay Film Festival. I represent PBS at the Wisconsin Film Festival
because
I host a show on PBS as well. So I know a lot about that. Some about Milwaukee. There's a great film festival in the southwestern part of the state called the Driftless Film Festival, but Green Bay does kind of a different thing. They don't have like a full week of movies. I think they have separate events throughout the year, which I think is really interesting in a way to establish themselves. And again, I don't know a lot about it, but I think keeps it in people's minds all year too.
Pete, you
know, I think
we're running out of time, but two quick questions.
Yeah.
Do you ever generally buy dessert after you had a full meal at a restaurant?
Pete. Okay. Pete,
let him answer.
He doesn't ask the question. Right. So Pete, you go out to dinner. They wheel in the cart, you know, with the desserts, and you're with your friends having a little coffee. Do you order dessert?
10 seconds.
Sometimes. I my last name sounds like a dessert. My whole name, Pete Schwabe. It sounds like some kind of peach dessert.
That's not an answer. I love dessert. Pete, that's not an answer.
So would that be a yes
or no? The majority of times, yes or no.
Rarely.
Thank you, Pete.
But
I'm sorry,
Pete Schwabe. What's the name of your TV show on PBS?
It's called Director's Cut, and I introduce all the independent film lens and POV films, too.
Awesome. You're the man. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs around 66. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 67. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 68. 73 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. 6:50 in the morning, 63 degrees in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 64 in Oshkosh. Beautiful. It was going to get some rain, I guess, for a couple of days, yesterday she was telling us. That's good. Brittany, that's good. We need some rain for the leaves.
Right.
She lost me a little bit. I don't mean that in a bad way at all, she's so smart.
Everybody
when is. She was breaking it down as far as with that whole, I just thought it was all photosynthesis and that was it. And she broke it down specifically. Color of the leaves depends on the rain and the yada yada.
They just changed colors because it was September.
Me too. It's just God said, okay.
Right. September, we're going to change. Yep. We're going to go to orange. Yep. Green to orange, you guys.
And she broke it all down.
And she was like, awesome. Over my head.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take much.
By the way, we have a poll going once again. Generally, do you have dessert in a restaurant after a big meal? Todd, how are we doing on that?
Right now, actually, a lot more no than yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and we have breakfast riding out this.
We do. No, we have dessert.
No, we decided breakfast.
Oh, John, 70% to 30% right now. Wow. No to yes.
Done that.
Decimated.
Yeah, that's okay. That's, okay. Well, all right, I just want to say, for the record, I am not one of the people who orders dessert. I mean, we've been out together. I never order dessert. But it seems like for the money they spend on the promotion and marketing, the best pictures on the menu, and then they have these glass cases, and they kind of hound you a little bit. Are you sure you don't want dessert? You know, it's just fresh. And so I thought more people would order. I'm not one of them. I would vote no if I had a vote.
You're such a... What's the word? Quisling? Is that the old term for that?
What's a
Quisling? You know Quisling?
No.
That was a politician in, was it Norway? One of the countries during World War II, where it was like, we hate the Nazis, we hate the Nazis. It's like, you know, well, we're going to kill you then. Well, the Nazis aren't so bad. They're not so bad.
A traitor who collaborates with an enemy force occupying their country. A Quisling.
Thank you. See, I just taught you something about history.
You did?
I just taught you something.
It went in one ear out the other, though, right. To be honest with you guys.
But anyway,
Hey, we're going to do some movie trivia, but I just want to say that when I was, you know, talking, I make a couple notes on, you know, like your dad's friend, that Italian guy that died.
Dad's friend.
But but you know who else died was David McCollum.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, I know, I didn't even know this till I read it, but he was in an NCIS or something. But, and I know I didn't watch a lot of TV, but I did watch Man from U.N.C.L.E. I did.
Everybody watched that.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that was huge.
Well, I think there were only three stations then, right?
We got one.
Okay. Well,
I grew up with one station.
Okay. Anyway.
WLUC in Marquette, Michigan. That was all you had.
Yeah. He was 90.
Yeah. That's good for him. Good run.
Yeah.
It's a great run.
And I guess he was a super nice guy. Married 56 years.
Who's the other guy, the Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Yeah.
Black
hair guy.
Todd, you would know that name. You know that one.
He was...
Two shows that were really big. That one and Mission Impossible.
Was it Robert Vaughn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Robert Vaughn.
It was.
Yes. The ladies liked this guy who just died.
McCollum.
He was really popular.
Yeah,
yes.
He was.
In fact...
My sisters, yes. Were crazy.
Okay, again, can I just without dropping names.
Okay.
When I was at ASU, Dean Stockwell, you ever hear of Dean Stockwell, the actor?
No.
Well, anyway, his daughter was a classmate of mine. And she used to talk about when Dave, when he, this guy used to come over, they were good friends.
McCollum?
Yeah, she'd call all of her girlfriends and everyone would come over just to sit and look at him. She says he was so beautiful.
Yeah.
He was just, she said he was, she said it's weird to say a guy is beautiful. He was just beautiful.
I had.
They loved him.
Sisters. And they, we had one TV, right? So, but I enjoyed the show too, but they were probably watching for a different reason. But anyway, yes, I saw that he died. So yeah. I thought I'd.
But
he,
90, hey, I don't, I'm not going to make it until 90.
Right. Your dad's friend was only 61.
Do you think I'll make it to 90?
Yeah. What do we have coming up, Todd?
All right. We got Craig Carlson coming up. Green Bay police officer for downtown. We got Gizmo and some cast members from Gilligan's Island. We've got Sandra Rank, who her vote does not count, by the way.
She sent the vote in right away.
I did put it in. She's in. Yep, I did. We did have a question. Okay. Do grasshoppers count as desserts?
Yes.
No.
That's
not a dessert. No, it's
when they come by with the cart.
That's an after-dinner drink.
No, it's a drink.
It's a dessert.
It's a drink.
It's after they come with the cart.
No.
And then would you like some apple pie? Would you like...
No.
And they'll say, look, or a grasshopper or a golden Cadillac.
No.
It's all in the same category.
Doesn't count. No.
Yes.
No.
I don't think it does.
Okay. But. So we got some trivia going. Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Now, here's what we're going to do, Todd. So you got some texters?
Yep.
Okay. Get a texter that I will be playing for and get a texter that Jim will be playing for.
All right.
So we need two people to text us and just say John or Jim.
Yep.
And that's who we got.
Now, I won't be able to get names immediately.
You won't have to.
Okay.
Just John, just all people have to do is text John or Jim, and you'll have their number. And we've got a $25 gift card to the Depot riding on this.
All right.
It's a big prize.
You guys ready for this?
We're ready.
So it's Tuesday trivia. It's TV trivia today.
Okay.
Top five.
Why don't you stop whining?
Because I'm not good at this.
There we go.
Good. We got somebody in for John already.
There's a lot of things you're not
going to get. Yeah, see, we got somebody else for John. We got somebody else for John.
That's we got somebody else for John.
Right.
So here are the questions this morning, okay?
Top
five TV shows from the 1982-1983 season.
Okay.
I'll play the theme. You tell me the TV show. So the fifth place in 1982 was this show. It could be tough.
Battlestar Galactica.
That is not correct.
Star Trek.
Don't give him a bunch of guesses. This is more of a prairie range thing, right?
No.
Is it a space show?
It's not. The TV show was Dynasty. No points on that one.
No.
I didn't think you guys would get that.
I loved, what's her name, though? Joan Collins. Huh?
Yeah, she's great. Okay, number four from that season was this show right here.
Chip!
No, it's not. It's those two guys. It's my choice. It's my turn.
Cagney and Lacey.
Cagney and Lacey.
It's not Cagney and Lacey. It's Miami Vice.
Miami Vice, no. Magnum P.I. Magnum P.I. Here's an easy one for you.
Well, why did you say two guys? That threw me off.
Well
then you said Cagney and Lacey.
I don't listen to you.
Here's the number three song.
MASH.
MASH is correct. The mayor's got 1 point. John Mino sitting at zero right now.
Look at John, how tense he is now. Relax.
Here's the number two show from the 82-83 season.
Dallas.
Dallas is correct. Oh, my goodness. He is wiping the floor this morning, John.
That. I'm going to win because there's only one question left.
This is worth
this is all of it. This is all of it right here.
The last one's always worth double.
Move the goalpost.
No, it's
whatever
always,
you want, John.
It's always
just
worth double.
Change
We've
it from dessert.
Had that rule.
All right.
Change
here's the final TV show from the 82-83 season.
To breakfast.
It was number one in that year.
60 Minutes.
60 Minutes is right. Yes. It's tied this morning. It's tied. I think we've got two winners this morning. Should we do that?
We got two winners.
We'll do two winners.
Absolutely.
This morning.
Got
it.
Nicely done, Todd. Thank you.
All right.
Wow. Two people walking away with $25 gift cards. How are we doing on the other poll?
It's that I have to do some additional subtraction here.
Right. So. Because additional subtraction.
Boy, I pulled that one. That was like the Packer win on Sunday, wasn't it, though? Last second. Wow. I love it. We got a lot going on, folks.
All right, Craig's in
with us. Craig will be back with us right after this.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,